After Hurricane Katrina, clinical psychologist Lisa Brown worked at a Red Cross receiving station in Tampa, assisting people displaced by the storm.
And once they got here, the children tended to be really bored because they've been cooped up and their parents were already upset and distressed. And of course, that affects the children when they see their parents being distressed.
On the other end of the spectrum were the elderly.
They seemed more resigned. They seemed better able to tolerate some of the uncertainty, some of the unknowns about what the future might hold.
Brown, an associate professor of aging studies at USF, says what helps with both groups is preparation for the hurricane itself, as well as what comes after.
People typically are kind of flummoxed about, you know, what do we do next? You know, where do we go and how do we get help? And having that discussion ahead of time and coming up with some sort of a plan about what you might attempt to do can really help in terms of making someone feel more in control over basically an unknown situation.
In terms of pre-storm preparations, if your elderly parent or relative is in a nursing home, they're likely going to be well taken care of. On the other hand, if they live alone or with you, you'll have to make sure to have adequate supplies.
You would be wanting to know if they need batteries for a hearing aid, if they needed extra medication because, for example, the pharmacy may not be available in the immediate aftermath, if they use an electric motor vehicle for transportation. You want to make sure that you've either got a walker or a cane available because if you're unable to readily recharge that vehicle, you'll encounter problems with mobility.
As for youngsters, any parent can tell you it's tough enough to keep a child entertained under normal conditions. Add in power outages or an evacuation, and suddenly a day off from school doesn't sound like such a fun thing. Dr. Judith Bryant is a USF professor of psychology. She says any preparation efforts should include constant communication with your child.
Giving the child information, giving the child some control over what may happen is perhaps the most important thing you can do.
And how can you go about doing that?
Having a plan. If you have to evacuate, what's the plan? What are we taking? Where are we going? Letting the children participate in that by gathering supplies.
Those could include things like toys, games, or stuffed animals.
I think things that will make children happy and comfortable. Toys that don't necessarily require power, batteries, or electricity. Some children like to journal and draw pictures. So that seems like a natural for children of almost any ages. And if the children are too young to write, they can tell their parents stories and the parents can write them and the children can illustrate them. Let the children help choose those items is very important. Again, that gives a child a sense of control. The child knows what he or she will find meaningful.
And Bryant says it's important to realize that some children and elderly get their emotional cues from their caregivers, so try to find ways to alleviate your own stress or anxiety.
If we are distressed, if we are worried, they will definitely pick up on that. And so it's very important for our mental health as well to maintain a hopeful outlook and to try to acknowledge concern but not be overly worried.
And Lisa Brown adds that this sandwich generation, the ones taking care of their children and their parents, feels the most responsibility.
They're the ones that are most likely to get burned out. They don't sleep adequately. They don't eat adequately. They don't take breaks to socialize and kind of refresh themselves.
So if anyone, be it you, your child, an elderly parent, feel the need to talk to someone after a hurricane about the experience, it doesn't even need to be a professional they speak to. Just get the feelings out.
Just like medical first aid, psychological first aid, it's a really great step in terms of helping people better understand what they've experienced and empowering them to take the right steps to facilitate the recovery.
Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.